since it'll be back after missing all last year, most of last year at BCL?
Feels good. Really exciting. Of course, to be back out there with my teammates, my girls. I know we had a long year last year. And so just being able to be out there and, you know, experience that with them on the court and on the bench again this year feels really good. I'm excited.
Back to 100%?
Not 100, but we're working to get there.
Seeing our veteran group, these first few exhibition games, what are you looking for you ladies to do in these games? Anything in particular besides win? I know winning, but anything trying to accomplish?
Just play to our level and just do what, you know, we've been taught to do. So that's basically it, just to compete and go out there and play hard and to dominate.
Sierra, how much better do you guys feel you guys are at this point this year as opposed to last season?
Well, looking at the exhibition game, you probably think we're not that much better. But we're a lot better practice team this year than what we were last year. Just trying to be more consistent. So I think we are more advanced this year than we were last year, of course. But, you know, just trying to be a much better practice team and focus on what we can do today and not tomorrow or what happened yesterday. Really focus on the moment.
So focusing on the moment, what's going to be key tomorrow? I mean, there's a lot of expectations going into this season. So game number one, what are you guys looking forward to tomorrow?
Just to dominate, really. I mean, we have the tools we need to succeed. We go by the scout. If we know Arkansas Little Rock is a well-coached team. They're not going to beat themselves. Our coaches are telling us that over and over again. We know they're not going to do that. We played them last year. They're a very good team. But if we come out and be strong and, you know, do what we've been taught, looking over the scout and stuff like that, we should be fine.
Well, the same question. What have you been focusing on with Arkansas Little Rock?
Like she said, they're a very well-coached team. They execute really well. Their offense, they always have another option. So just we've been really keying in on, I guess, just staying focused on the defensive end, you know, knowing, like I said, how well-coached they are. We can't beat ourselves, and they're not going to let us do that either. So we really just been focusing up on just dominating, like she said, on both ends, rebounding, getting out, executing plays, all that.
Is this team better on defense, and if so, why, than last year? You watched a lot last year again, but how's this team's defense comparable?
They're really fundamental. They don't have too many slip-ups. Like we said, they're really, really well coached. So in a matter of offense for us, we have to really be patient and focus in on, you know, just reading the small things because, like I said, they don't slip up. So we're going to have to really read.
Maybe they might yourself, but I'm talking about your defense,
oh.
Your team's defense.
I'm sorry.
More perimeter, your back, depth perimeter. How's this year? How do you feel your team this year? If it is better on defense, why?
We're more locked in and aware of the expectations from the coaches and what it is that he wants us to do. Like we said, we're an older team. Last year was kind of our first time really trying to figure it out together. And so this year, you know, we're already kind of ahead of where we expected or where we would originally have been. So just in a matter of that, I know we're way more focused. We're paying attention to the smaller things and we're exaggerating help side and stuff like that way more than what we would have been doing last year. And so I think that's what, you know, puts us up a little bit higher than what we were last year.
Sierra, has this team reached a point, do you feel you ladies need less coaching this year than last year since you're a veteran team, or maybe do you need more coaching?
I wouldn't say less or more. I think that we're at a stage now to where when we make a mistake, we know what the mistake we made was. We kind of know, like, okay, don't get beat baseline. Like, we knew that. Like, don't get beat baseline. Or, you know, you didn't close out on shooter hard enough. Like, that's my fault. Like, I knew I was supposed to do that kind of deal. I wouldn't say we need more or less coaching, but the coaches are holding us to higher expectations. So we have to just continue to step up to those.